going into the battle round, both of our objective, if you will, was to make the decision as hard as possible on Pharrell. We wanted to make him agonize over the decision, agonize over who he would have to pick as the winner. I don't want to be needing your love. I just want to be deep in your love. It's killing me when you're away. Oh, baby, because I really don't care where you are. I just want to be there where you are. I got to get one of your days. Because sugar, yes, please. And so it turns out through, you know, a series of events that some may have seen that I ended up being the one who lost the battle. But thankfully, I was stolen by Adam Levine and Christina Aguilera, and I decided to go with Adam Levine.
How did you feel when you saw that, you know, Pharrell had gone with Abby rather than you? And he did make a point to say that he hoped that one of the other judges would, you know, ring their bell and try to steal you.
Yeah, you know, just how everything unfolded. Pharrell is really, really, really serious about keeping as many of his original teammates on the show as possible. And, you know, he thought that I would have the better chance of getting stolen at that very moment.
And so now you're on Team Adam. And on the latest show, we saw you and you were in the knockout rounds where you were going up against Nate. Now, you sang a Bruno Mars song, which was super awesome, I have to say.
Thank you.
How did you pick the song?
I picked Grenade because, first of all, I thought that it'd be a great knockout song. You know, the knockout round is a round where you have about a minute and a half to prove to the coach that you belong to stay on his team. To give me all your love is all I ever ask. Cause what you don't understand is I got your grenade for you. And so I thought Grenade was the perfect song. Bruno Mars is obviously a complete beast. I mean, he's an incredible vocalist. And so I decided, you know, who better to cover during this round than Bruno Mars.
So now as you go to the live rounds, this is the round where, you know, viewers are able to vote in. Every time you perform, they're able to vote. A lot of people are asking, are people outside of the U.S. able to vote?
Yes, I do believe that they're able to vote. You know, anybody who has iTunes can download my single right after my performance, which counts for 10 votes. Mm-hmm. Anybody can go onto NBC.com and vote. The Voice Facebook page, and then the last one, it's the Voice app. That was the last one. So those are the four ways that you can vote.
You know, there are a lot of Zimbabweans out there who are following you. I mean, generally, I know you're from Oklahoma and that your state has been on top, you know, pushing you and everything. So just a quick shout out.
Yes, I want to say thank you so much to all the Zimbabweans, all the Africans who have been supporting me. I really do feel that support. I really do feel just the encouragement, the prayers, everything that you've been sending my way. And it's so amazing to be able to be in this position and to represent you all. I'm honored. And let's do this thing. Let's take it all the way.